This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Good morning, it's US 99, Chicago's hottest country. That song's a great way to wake up a Monday morning, too.
Love me some Darius.
I really do, too. So, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Court's in here. Good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Court, I saw that you went to a big, fun concert this weekend.
It was big and it was fun.
Yes. And who was it?
It was Thomas Rhett.
That's right. And I didn't get to go to it, but I had friends that went to it and were sending me pictures on my phone.
Judging by the parking lot, you might have been the only one who didn't go.
I bet.
I was just telling Austin, I have never in my life been to a concert that felt more packed.
Really?
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. So how was the show overall?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Gabby Barrett started things off. She was great. Cole Swindell could be headlining by himself.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, right.
And then Thomas Rhett comes out, and it was truly like nothing I had seen.
That is just such a loaded lineup for a concert. I
know it really is. And then you made a good point. We kind of do this little sometimes this little email exchange or text exchange on Sundays. That, and I had forgotten about this, but remember when Thomas Rhett pointed out that when he came to Chicago, this is going to be one of his plan or his hope was to be one of the loudest shows he'd ever had.
Wanted to set a Guinness Book of World Records with the loudest show.
The loudest decibel or whatever. And is that, did that happen?
It did. And he came out and he was like, y'all, last week I was talking to this radio show in Chicago. And I told them
that's us.
That was us.
We're the radio show.
I told them I wanted to set a world record, and he came out and he did it.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Well, I don't know if it was a world record, but it was a Thomas Rhett record.
A record.
You know what I'm going for.
A Thomas record. I'll take it. I'll take that. Chicago, way to get loud.
And I'm sure. Do we have any pictures? I'm sure we have a couple pictures.
We have done.
Posted,
check them out
right?
on all of our socials. US 99 Chicago.
Awesome.
Fantastic. We have videos, pictures. What a night.
Good. Oh, gosh. I'm so... I didn't get
concert
to go to that
season,
one.
Baby.
You didn't give your tickets away this week, did you?
No. You know, so he mentions that because I went to Zach Brown Band, and I always go to concerts with extra tickets, and I love to hook them up with listeners. You know, I find guys who know you guys and hook them up. And at Zach Brown Band, I accidentally gave my own tickets away.
That's right.
Because he'll upgrade people from the lawn. He'll give seats to like better tickets. And then he goes to go to his own seats. And he's like, where am I?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got too excited.
No,
I gave away everything in my pocket.
With Thomas on Saturday, I gave them to Dustin and his friends. I met them in the lawn. Huge Melissa and Austin listeners.
Yeah, Dustin!
Oh,
huge.
Cool.
And Dustin said it was the best concert experience of his life.
Wow.
Thanks to US 99.
Oh, yes. My God, that's amazing.
Love that.
I love hearing that. Well, we have more giveaways this morning.
Oh, you mean more country concerts?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this is true. So we're gonna sit on the Thomas Rhett experience, and we're gonna take it all in from what happened this weekend.
Yes.
But then again, we need to move on to the next thing because life keeps going.
That's right.
Forward. Move forward.
We are. We're moving forward. And so just because you're up listening early in the morning, we're right now going to give away a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay.
Yes, woo-hoo. Dan and Shay at United Center.
Yeah, it is going to be a big show. And by the way, it's coming up. It's October 2nd.
That's right. It's Saturday night.
Yeah. So to pay you for listening early right now, if you are the 19th caller, 312-946-4995, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay. So we're going to go right from Thomas Rhett to Dan and Shay, and the gifts just don't stop here.
Scotty McCreery, U Time. That's a song that has just reached the top of the charts. How about that?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I really like that song.
It is a great song.
It is. It's just very catchy.
Sometimes I need U Time, U Time. Sorry.
You're a singer.
I will not make the top of the charts.
But there must be a little part of you since you sing in the mornings, which is fun for me because I feel like it's very light and fluffy.
Yeah.
Like there must be a little part of you who, when you were growing up, wanted to be a singer or something.
Yeah, I just wasn't good at it. So that's like, that can really hold you back if you want to be a singer and you're not good at it. That
could be a problem.
That's actually probably the biggest deterrent that kept me from being a big singer.
Yeah.
So instead I introduce singers and segue in between them. And then I also give tickets away for singers. That's what I do for a living.
Really?
Because
I do that too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We should do a morning show together. So we've got tickets to Dan and Shay, United Center, October 2nd. That's a Saturday.
It is.
And by the way, just a newsflash, October is this Saturday. Cool.
I know.
Awesome.
I know. It's here.
Yeah, great.
It's Halloween month.
It is. And it's my birthday month.
Oh, right. We can't forget about that.
It's also your birthday month, too. It's our birthday month.
In case any of you didn't know, Austin's birthday is October 21st.
Thank you. Melissa's is October 14th.
No, it's not.
7th.
Dang it!
It's the 7th? Yeah. I screw that up all the time.
But it's okay. Because we're very focused on your birthday.
Yours was on the same. Anyway, all right. Look, we've got to give these Dan and Shay tickets away.
Yes, please.
We got Tuesday on the line. Tuesday, how's your Monday going?
My Monday is pretty good so far. How's yours?
It's good. I kind of want to make it better for you because like good is good, but like I want to make your Monday great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Cool name, by the way.
I know. I absolutely love your name.
Thank you.
I had a doll called Tuesday.
Did you?
I did.
Oh.
Weird.
Okay. Now's probably not the time to bring that up because...
Well, you know, just kind of throw that out there.
Because I need to tell Tuesday something very important.
Okay, do it.
Yeah?
Tuesday,
you are caller 19!
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
All right.
Oh, I've never won anything.
Well, you can't say that anymore. Now you officially have, whenever someone says, have you ever won anything? Yeah, you say, I did. I won Dan and Shay tickets, United Center, October 2nd, with Melissa and Austin on US 99.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Tuesday, I just have to say happy Monday because you're going to a concert this Saturday.
Yeah, oh, nice. Do you think we could
work? Oh, I'm so excited.
All 7 days of the week?
I don't know. I got three in.
You did get three in. I think that's a record.
One kind.
Melissa.
Austin. What you got for us?
Ever since you pointed that out, I kind of wanted to say, start every one kind day with that. Javier Folgar, okay?
Javier Folgar.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
Javier was brainstorming ways to celebrate the first anniversary of his business.
Okay.
And decided to create a blog highlighting all of the wonderful events that happened in the past year.
Okay, I like that. That's sweet.
Now what he needed was some photos.
Yeah.
That chronicled his business's start. Well, his mother, Carmen, had given him a special gift at Christmas the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
She created a scrapbook for the company that captured all of his trials and triumphs, the special milestones that brought his business to where it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Javier said, let me tell you, this scrapbook meant the world to me.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Not only was it magnificently laid out, but it was also designed by my mother. It's something that she spent hours of her time piecing together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the business, TOA Waters, which makes invigorating bubble bath products, was only a few months old at the time that she gave him the scrapbook that Christmas. His mom Carmen's plan was to hold on to the scrapbook, adding additional memories throughout the year, and return it to Javier at the end of September of this year.
Okay.
When the company hits its 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. I love how invested she is in this. I think that's really cool.
Right? So a few weeks ago, Javier drove to his mom's home in Wayne, New Jersey to grab the book. He said, I packed up my car and prepared to make the drive back home to Frederick, Maryland. I carefully placed the scrapbook on top of my vehicle. I didn't want my luggage to damage the book in any way.
You're scaring me. Please no.
He intended to put the scrapbook back into the car once everything was packed.
What?
And as I'm sure you can imagine where I'm going.
Oh, God.
That did not happen. And without even realizing, he drove off with the scrapbook on top of his car.
Oh, no. Do you know how many people have done that with their phone? I've done that with my caboodle.
Yeah, I did it with a digital camera in high school.
Yeah.
I don't think my parents know about that. It was bad. I had to secretly buy a new one.
Uh-huh.
While stopping to fuel up his tank at a gas station, he checked his phone for any new emails.
Okay.
He said, I received one message from a woman I didn't know. She said she found a scrapbook scattered across Valley Road.
She wasn't
sure if it was mine, but she decided to reach out and give it a shot in case she could find the owner. That's when I realized the terrible mistake that I had made.
That's when you get that sinking, like your
pit in your stomach.
The pit in your stomach. Oh. It's like you can't swallow. Mm. You're like you're so stressed out because you knew how much this means to you and what your mom just did to put everything together.
And the reason like he drove back to New Jersey just
for that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the kind Samaritan tried her best to salvage the pages and offered to bring them back to his parents' house. He said, within the next few minutes, my mother received a knock on the door. Alyssa Fiorellini was standing in front of her with the torn up pages. Now, most of the pages were recovered, except for five.
Okay.
So Javier's mom, Carmen, and her husband proceeded out to search for the missing pages and found three more.
Oh, good. Okay, they're getting there.
Right. Javier said, we were still missing my mother's favorite page. It was a photo of her with a white bow on it. At that point, we thought it was lost forever. About an hour later, my parents received another knock on the door.
What?
This time, it was Alyssa's mother. Apparently, she heard the story of how her daughter recovered a scrapbook from the busy road. She looked around and also found a page and decided to bring it back to my parents. It was the page Javier's mother was searching for.
What are the odds? Well, the kindness runs in the family, clearly.
Right. God. Javier said, I'm still in awe of the kindness shown by these two ladies. I can't believe a mother and daughter would go out of their way to return these precious memories to us. People they have never met before. On top of that, I was blown away by the love of my parents. Even though I accidentally destroyed my mother's work, my dad and mom took the time to retrieve the missing pieces. When I think about it, it was very symbolic of how my parents have always looked after me, even as an adult. My mother, without hesitation, even offered to remake that scrapbook for me because she knew how much it meant to me.
Oh my, they're so sweet.
He added that there truly is kindness around every corner.
I'm glad they got everything back together again. Oh, what a sweet story.
I know. And you talk about that pit in your stomach. Nothing can make it go away faster than someone saying, I found it.
Yeah.
I found it. I got it. And then knock, knock, knock. Here's your missing scrapbook.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
An Amtrak train that was headed to Chicago derailed in Montana on Saturday. It was really just a bad accident. Rare, but those things do happen.
Yeah.
And they're investigating the crash. What ended up happening is it was the North Central train line. It was derailing in Montana, and at least, sadly, three people passed in that. There are 50 people injured. They still have some people in the hospital. The train was carrying 141 passengers, 16 crew members when it derailed. It had two locomotives and 10 cars, and eight of those derailed. So that most of the train flipped over, and what passengers were saying is that they were in a car and they were looking and they could see the car behind them started to tilt and the one behind that flipped to the side. So it was like a chain reaction. Geez. Yeah. So the National Transportation Safety Board is sending a 14-member team to investigate that crash. It's always interesting to see how these trains derail. My dad was on an Amtrak train that derailed. It was
really?
Crazy.
Wait, what?
Yes. It had to have been about maybe 12, 13 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it happened. Now it's been a long time. Maybe in Colorado it happened. He was on his way to California.
Wow.
But, you know, and nobody died in that one. It was, thank goodness.
Yeah.
This one was bigger. But, you know, the interesting thing is, they don't always know why the trains come off the tracks. Sometimes it's just, you know, the tracks are damaged.
Right, right.
Or there's rocks that fall on the tracks and, you know, that come down. Because they were out in the area of Montana and they weren't far from the Canadian border. They were pretty far north. So that was a train that comes from Seattle. All right, how about some better news? I don't know if you remember me talking about this, but there was a contest that was put out by the Magnificent Mile Association and Modern Luxury Weddings of Chicago, and they had people apply to get married at the Wrigley Building Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, we talked about that in Daily Deets.
We did.
Yeah.
And so this is a follow-up to that.
Okay.
A bunch of people applied.
That was this weekend.
It was this weekend.
Oh, my God.
And there were 50 weddings.
Wow.
On Michigan Avenue at the Wrigley Building. So there was big celebrations. I mean, if you see some of the pictures of it, and I highly encourage you to Google them because it's just such a feel good.
Yeah.
So many people weren't able to get married during the pandemic and had to put their wedding off. And this was not only a place that they could get married at such an iconic building. And I guess they set it up beautifully too, like the backdrop and everything was awesome, but then they could do it for free.
Yeah.
And they were able to get married after not being able to get married and canceling their weddings during COVID.
Probably got some free music from the guy who's always playing his saxophone down there.
I'm sure
right
they
there
did.
The
I'm sure they did, but it was beautiful ceremonies that took place.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what wasn't beautiful. The Cubs this weekend. They lost to those dang Cardinals 4-2 yesterday to cap off getting swept. Now the Cardinals have won 16 games in a row. So
16 in a row?
Yeah. And the frustrating thing is both the Cardinals and the Cubs had the same record at the trade deadline.
Oh, no.
So it's like, you start to think, like maybe the Cubs could have gone on one of those runs with the roster that they had.
Totally.
You know, it's just frustrating.
Didn't happen.
But now they don't have that roster anymore. As for the Sox, they beat the Indians 5-2. They're already AL Central champs. I mean, they're just playing coasting until October. the Bears lost to the Browns yesterday 26-6. And no offense, but the Bears had no offense. It was bad. Justin Fields started the game.
How did he do? What was your opinion?
He only completed 6 of his 20 pass attempts.
Right.
The offense just as a whole wasn't good. And that was only on the plays where he actually had time to throw. It was bad. It was
not
a great day at the office for the Bears.
Fancy like.
I like the songs that end right with like a word. Girl.
Girl.
Fancy like.
Songs that end with a word.
I love it.
What can I say?
I love it.
Versus the songs end with scoobity-bop.
Or you think they're going to end and they don't. Or they too soon and you think they should keep going.
Right.
All right. So we're talking about real friends,
real
by the way.
Friends.
Real friends. And some people seem or appear to have a ton of friends, and other people seem like they only have a couple. So we're just going to kind of go around the room and see how many real friends we all have.
Right.
Will that be telling like each other how like popular or unpopular we are?
Yeah.
But it's kind of a little get to know all of us, and then I don't know. We'll see if everybody else. Later on down the line here, coming up in a few, we'll have more friends than we do.
Yeah,
basically.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys have more friends than me or not, because mine have definitely dwindled since children. But
I feel like that's the real equalizer for when it comes to real friends.
Yeah.
The real ones will stick by your side when you have the kids.
Right.
But then the other ones will kind of, she has kids now. I'm not gonna gonna bother her.
Right. Yeah, there's a little bit of that that goes on, but then you do get new friends with playdates and things
like that. That's true,
So it's always evolving.
Yeah, parent friends.
Yeah. So how many real friends do you have, Austin? Real ones, not acquaintances.
Right, right. Real ones, like...
Best friends, you know, like...
I do anything for them, they do anything for me.
Through thick and thin.
I'd say, like... I think I counted... Probably like 37. No.
Come on.
No, it's like three. It's probably three, I think.
Where
it's like, I would do anything for them. They would probably do anything for me. Like the closest of the close. One to three. But like probably three. Probably three would be my max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Austin has three. Court.
You don't have to write it down. Now I feel like a loser.
When we come back to talking.
If he has three, I'll go four.
No.
No.
It's like Price is Right.
I've joked about this before that I have no friends, but you know it's a lot of just joking. So I would actually probably put the number at eight.
Oh wow.
Well, do coworkers count?
No. 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 No, I mean, like, unless, like, the real friends. Like, so, no, I would.
Well, you had to. Coworkers, like, somebody that you've worked with for a really long time.
Okay,
you
so
know,
I can't
we're
count.
Still new.
Okay, so, no. Does family count?
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's family. That's a different category.
Just friends.
Yeah.
What about my fur friend?
No.
Your fur friend? Like, your dog?
Yeah.
Nope, dog doesn't count.
No.
Just human beings.
Yes, just human beings.
I'm down to zero.
Come on.
Zero?
Do relationships count?
No.
No.
No,
yeah,
that's,
zero.
Yeah.
You're such a dumb.
Oh, okay. What about, like, I really love the show Seinfeld. I feel like they're my friends. Do TV characters that I strongly relate to count?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. You're still at zero?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't even want to.
Oh,
I don't even want to give mine then. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're at zero. Forget it.
Court.
I don't want to make you feel bad.
I know. I'd reach out to talk to you, but I don't want to hang out with someone who has no friends.
Kind of like a loser.
Yeah, right.
All right, 725 US 99, Chicago's hottest country. We're going to have a high of 82 today, a low of 64. Beautiful weather again, like Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be pretty clear, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, that's sunshine.
Yeah, maybe you'll spend some more time with your friends today, if you have friends, that is.
Oh, nice. So. I see what you did there. Talking about real friends.
Real friends, not just acquaintances.
Right. Friends that you know, you would, you know, go out of your way to help them, and they would go out of your way to help you. Like, for example, like Tom from Bartlett texted in. He said, I may have 2,000 Facebook friends, but if I was in trouble and needed real help, there are only about 7 people who would go as far as giving me a life-saving organ or come to rescue me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
7?
7's a strong number.
I'm impressed with that, actually.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yes.
I don't think I have that many.
Right.
That would give me their organs, I have to say. I really don't think so.
Organ is a good one.
Yeah, which makes me kind of sad.
Maybe that's what we should be asking. How many organ friends do you have?
Who would actually donate a kidney?
Right,
That's how we judge it.
So let's take some calls. We got, hey, Dwayne, how are you?
What's up, people?
Hey, Dwayne, how many real friends do you have?
Honestly, I was always taught this from being young. Your best friends are going to be your 5 people. It's always the 5 fingers on your hand. Those are your true closest friends that you could count on in any situation.
Do you have a full 5?
I have a full 5.
All
I do.
Who are they?
A few officers of mine that had my back, especially going through COVID.
Okay.
That was tough.
Okay.
One of my really, really good friends who lost his son to leukemia.
Oh, my goodness.
We've been, he unfortunately passed away not too long ago, but he knew it was coming and he was ready for it. And that's the strongest person I ever knew in my life.
Oh, my gosh. And so, wow. So, yeah, that'll bring people together. And so then a couple more just on the side from that, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Well, it sounds like
of course, you guys, it was great seeing you guys on that bowling event. It really was.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Out of Kings.
But, yeah, always, that's how you know you got your true friends. It's usually your best 5.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. Well, thank you for calling and being such a good friend to all those people.
Yeah. Definitely.
No problem, guys.
Hi, Drew and McHenry.
Hey, Drew.
Hello. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm great.
We know. Okay, so you live out in McHenry. And a little bit more like a little closer to God's country out in McHenry. How many friends do you have? Real friends.
Well, I'm as Court was going through his list, I was like, oh no, family doesn't count.
My girlfriend doesn't count. Well, it looks like me and Quarter on the same one on this one, you know. If I could use family, I would say my son and my daughter, but, you know, can't. So, Quarter, I'm with you on this one. I got zero.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, man. Well, so you do. I mean, obviously, like, you have plenty of people in your life. But, yeah, like, if you factor out, like, the people you work with, the family, you know, the relationships, then it's...
Right. Aside from that, Friday night consists of laser tag and roller skating with the kids, you know? I just don't have time for my own personal buddies anymore.
Okay. Well, sounds like you got somewhat little... how old are your kids?
11 and 8.
Okay. Well, that explains it. Okay.
That's right.
That explains it. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I love listening to you guys. Great show.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
Thank
You're the
you.
Man, dude. Hey,
thank
you know
you so
what?
Much.
You just got two new friends. How about that?
All right, two.
Yes, there you go. Let's play ones.
Gotta.
Go.
Okay, I was like, I think he wants us to finish it.
Thank you guys for picking that up. This is One's Gotta Go, a chance where you text us in a couple of options to our text line, 44995. We tell you which one's gotta go. And then here in just a little bit, we'll be joined by Kimberly.
Yeah, all right, Kimberly.
Palatine. Kimberly.
Give us some fun ones in those texts, please. Really fun. Think like really outside the box.
Yes, exactly. So, Court, what do we got?
The 815 texted in, one's gotta go, donuts or donut holes?
Oh, this is easy.
Easy.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be. Sorry, I know it's not supposed to be, but for me personally.
Okay, I go donut holes, gotta go. Give me the full donut.
No, donuts gotta go.
Wait, what? Why? Is this because it's like...
Because I love balls. Like,
okay,
no.
All right.
No, I mean like the like, holes, the donut, the balls, they're in little balls.
Sure, right, I know what you mean.
You guys are
totally
so bad.
No, definitely. Hey, let's get to Kimberly and Palatine. Kimberly, how are you today?
You know, I'm doing good, and girl, I like balls too, so I totally hear you on that.
All right, Football, baseballs.
Woo! Well,
right,
donut
balls.
Exactly, basketballs, baseballs,
definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. I like them,
donut
too.
Donut balls.
Hey, they're perfect.
They're holes. They're technically holes, guys. Donut holes.
I'm going to hide. But they're
It's like it's a cute little, it's just like a cute little bite. And then, like, when you eat more of them, I don't know. I feel like
guilty.
I can do it.
All right. All right.
Guilty.
Let's move on. Go
ahead. They're no fun. I want to talk more. Go ahead.
Tom Hanks or Leonardo DiCaprio movies?
Ooh. Oh, the movies. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
So every Tom Hanks movie or every Leo
Tom
movie?
Tom Hanks.
Which one's gotta go?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks has to go?
Tom Hanks gotta go. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio was like my first ever crush. Like, I can't do that to him.
Yeah, Titanic. Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you have a parakeet behind you?
No, that is so. I have kids in the car, so that's my little baby, and then I have a 6-year-old who said donut holes have to go also, so he voted for
that. Oh, I like that they're playing. That's good.
Yeah.
One's gotta go. Flannels or sweaters?
Okay.
Flannels or sweaters? I don't know. Flannels, I guess. I feel like sweaters are more versatile, so we're going to go with flannels.
Flannels or sweaters? What do you got, Melissa?
I think I'm going to agree.
What? Flannels?
Yeah.
Flannels got to go?
Yeah, and the sweaters can be warmer and thicker and more cozy.
All right, well, just because I feel bad for flannels and lumberjacks, I'll take flannels. The sweaters got to go. Nothing like a good flannel this time of year.
You're clearly not a girl.
I'm clearly not a girl.
Yeah, I know.
I would hope that is clear. All right, Court.
That's why he chose donuts and not donut holes. Okay?
Exactly.
Court, I got one more. Let's do one more.
One's got to go.
Okay.
Melissa or Austin?
Really?
Oh, no.
Noah, what do you say?
All right, Noah. Melissa or Austin has to go.
Uh-oh.
Pick a name. Melissa or Austin has to go. Which one? Austin?
What?
Daughter.
Noah!
Oh, sweet!
Noah!
Thanks, Noah!
What happened to bro code?
It's totally because he likes the ladies. So he's like, of course, the man's got to go.
I can't knock him there, but come on!
I'm going to hire him.
Oh, my.
He's on staff.
Well, Kimberly, thanks so much for the call. And
thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Noah, I guess, too. And the other screaming child, yeah. the parakeet.
Call again, Kimberly, since we like the same
No,
donuts.
You don't have to call again since you didn't even choose me.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
I'll tell you what, Eric Church, he's a great performer, and he does some kind of surprises and unique things at his shows.
Yeah.
And he is going to be coming to the area. It's not until next year. His show is in March. He's right. coming here. But I have this feeling he's going to bring surprises.
Ooh, I love surprises.
I do so. So Eric Church brings Morgan Wallen on stage for a surprise acoustic appearance in Nashville. And they have a great friendship, apparently. And they also had a surprise VIP. It's called Surprise VIPs at an opening party for Justin Timberlake and also celebrity chef Sam Fox at the 1230 Club. With a hit-packed mini set first beforehand.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Throughout the night, there was other singers that came as well. Jake Owen, Jesse James Decker,
yeah.
John Party,
okay.
Chase Rice.
Yep.
There was like big groups, good times. Like Eric Church seems to bring along everyone with him.
That sounds like a blast.
It is a major party. So what I'm thinking is if you have plans to go to the Eric Church show that's coming up, you know, you may get some surprises coming.
Right, and we're lucky enough to be in Chicago to where it's like...
If he's going to do it, he's going to do it here.
He's
going to
do it in a big, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, United Center in March. Consider me there.
You and me both. So Yelp, a lot of people go to Yelp and some people are like, oh, I believe the Yelp reviews, I don't. But doesn't matter because what they've come up with instead is a list that helps you decide where to go for the absolute best apples you could ever get when you go apple picking.
Okay.
So there's a lot of great apple orchards, but some are better than others. That's just all as far as the apples go. And we have two locally, one in Illinois made a list of the top 20 in the entire United States. Honey Hill Orchard in Waterman, Illinois. So take a small road trip if you want. And there's also one Anderson Orchard in Mooresville, Indiana. And a lot of people know Anderson Orchard, yeah. by the way. I've been there myself. So top 20 in the U.S. and Anderson Orchard made 13 and Honey Hill Orchard made number 10.
Awesome. Well, very nice.
Good for us locally.
Yeah. Let's talk some sports, I guess.
Okay. Do you not want to?
No. Let's definitely do it.
Okay.
The Cubs, unfortunately, lost to the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. To cap off the sweep, the Cardinals have won 16 games in a row, which is very frustrating.
That's a lot.
Because, you know, obviously they went on a streak and they kind of mm-hmm. solidified their place in October. The Cubs and Cardinals had the same record at the trade deadline.
Oh.
So you start to think, what if? What if the Cubs just held on to their roster? Maybe they could have gotten hot. The Sox beat the Indians. The AL Central champion Sox beat mm-hmm. the Indians 5-2.
Great.
And the Bears lost to the Browns 26-6.
Oh. That was hard to watch.
Just literally no offense. It was awful. Justin Fields started and only completed 6 of his 20 pass attempts. And that was really only on the plays where he had time to throw.
When's the other quarterback coming back?
Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
Not sure yet. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have... I don't know when he'll start or if he does come back, if they're going to say, no, we're going to stick with Justin. I don't know. It's confusing. It's like playing head games with me. Sometimes you get in a relationship and very early on you realize, this isn't going to work. And then you meet someone else, but you still haven't let the other relationship go. Oh, man. That's a situation Gabe in Lake Forest is dealing with today.
This is juicy.
It's very juicy. If you have any problems you need help with, that's what this segment is for. Dear Melissa and Austin, email us your problems to either Melissa or Austin at us99.com, and we will be more than happy to help you in any way we can,
yeah.
whether it's just reading your email on air, or in Gabe's case, we get you on the air to basically tell us the whole story. So, Gabe, tell us this whole story.
So, I used to see this girl. We went on, you know, very few dates, and at that point, it started to get pretty intimate, although, you know, if I admit it, I probably moved a little too fast with her. And but we had fun. And one night she showed me a crazy side of her that I hadn't seen before.
Uh-oh.
And
okay.
I have to admit that kind of, you know, made me pump the brakes a little bit. I realized I didn't really want the relationship to go any further. And after that night, it was like 3 months of us going back and forth, you know, seeing each other. It was kind of that, oh, this is the last time, but not really.
Like, so the relationship's starting to fizzle out, but you're still seeing each other, right?
Yeah, you know, it's Thursday, and you realize you have a half day at work the next thing. You're like, well, you know, might as well. And again, we have a good time. We have fun together. I just realized.
You do.
Stop it.
Well,
behave.
I'm sorry.
Maybe not the person I want to be with long term. But I did meet someone else during this time.
Oh.
And we just made it official.
Wow.
Okay. Hello.
And I've still been in contact with woman number one. And, you know, it's time to break it off. Or, you know, I'm sure she's going to want to know why. And so I feel like I have to break the news to her. And I'm just, you know, I'm a little worried that she might go a little insane.
So, okay. So, Gabe, this is what I'll say. First of all, I feel like this is an episode of The Dating Game talking about girl number one and girl number two. girl number one, but you need to just kind of rip the Band-Aid off, if you will. Just tell her, just say, look, I've met, what we've had has been fun, but I feel like it hasn't been anything deeper than that. You know, I think you just have to tell her up front. You have to tell her right away.
So I think, you know, just because, you know, she's, I'll just call it playful.
Sure.
You know, that doesn't mean she's will go nuts on you if you decide that you don't want to see her anymore and you want to pursue a new relationship. So I am a big proponent of making a phone call. And then if she seems okay and says, you know, well, you should tell me in person, say, well, we can meet up for coffee and talk about it.
Only thing I'd say is maybe don't go for coffee because there's a chance she could splash it back in your face and that's going to be really hot. You don't want to come home, walk away with third degree burns.
That would be bad.
You know, if you don't hear back from me, just know what happened.
Oh, my God. Well, a survey came out about the most popular foods in America. And I have the top five.
Ooh, okay.
From 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Okay.
All I'm asking is to see how many people can guess any of them in the top three.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'll tell you what all five are. But call 312-946-4995.
Oh, yeah. We should get this.
Right?
We can get this, people.
You can get this.
Yeah.
I have the top five foods in the entire United States of America. I want to see if you guys can guess the top three. In the top three.
All right. We got Aaron in Des Plaines. Aaron, what do you think is the top food, or I guess in the top three of the most popular foods in America?
Grilled cheese. I have no idea.
Actually, that's a really good guess.
That is a good guess.
I'm
Why?
I'm a really picky eater, so that's totally what I'd say is grilled cheese.
All right. So, yeah, since you love grilled cheese, I don't think anyone in America is like, yeah, I think I'll pass on the grilled cheese. So I think it's a good guess.
Right? Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you think it's grilled cheese? There's lots of other options out there. Let's see if she's right. And we're going to let you guys call, and then we'll give you the top five and see how many people guess the top three. 312-946-4995. You know, we're going to have beautiful weather today. It's going to be a high of 82, a low of 64, clear weather. We had the last couple days beautiful weather, and that is definitely continuing. But what comes along with beautiful weather is cooking out. And what comes with cooking out is some of your favorite food that you like to eat. So we're talking about the single most popular food in America. We have a list. I have the top five, and we're going to find out what you think is the single most popular food in America. And then I will, of course, give you all five, but we want to see if any of you can get the top three that are on the list.
Yeah, we can get this, people, and I'm feeling good about it. Alex in Oswego, what do you think? What is the most popular food in America?
I got to say burgers.
Burgers. You're going to find out in a minute you're in the top three.
Thanks for the call, Alex.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Tony in New Lenox, what do you think is the most popular food in America?
Pizza, number one.
Pizza.
Gotta be.
Good guess. I'm going to tell you in a second.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tone.
Amanda and Elgin, what do you think is the most popular food in America?
Barbecue ribs.
Ooh, barbecue ribs.
You're making me want some of that
now. Not just barbecue, but barbecue ribs. Like, very specific. I like that. Okay. All right, Amanda, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too.
Lynn in St. John, you there?
Yes, I am.
What do you think is the most popular food in America?
Pizza.
Pizza. All right.
All right, another pizza.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
US 99, who's this?
Corinne,
where are you calling from?
Oakland.
What do you think is the most popular food in America?
I'm saying sushi.
Sushi. Ooh, I like
that. That would make me very happy.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the guess. We'll find out here in just a bit.
Thanks, Corinne.
Mary Jo.
Hi.
What's the most popular food in America?
I'm guessing pizza, hamburgers, and hot dogs.
Okay. Ooh, I like that you've got three there.
Yeah, all of them mixed into one food?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll find out here in just a sec, okay?
All right.
Thanks for the call. Karen in Oak Lawn, what's the most popular food in America?
I say sushi.
Sushi? Ooh. Another sushi guess. Okay.
I love it because I love sushi.
Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Tom from Bartlett. What's the most popular food in America?
My favorite is mashed potatoes.
Whoa! Yes!
All right, we got it.
That's it.
We got the winner.
That actually is it. That's the top food in America.
You are brilliant.
Tom, well done.
I mean, I like burgers and ribs and things like that, but mashed potatoes are one of my hidden favorites.
Oh, they're the best. They're the best. Thanks so much for the call,
You're
man.
You're not alone, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, man. All right. Tom.
Yeah, very good. It. That is number one, but you guys guessed some of the other ones as well. Fried chicken, number five.
Yes.
All right, but we didn't get any guesses for fried chicken.
We did not.
Number four is grilled cheese.
Okay.
We did have
a grilled cheese.
You guys are close. You guys are very American. Okay, number three is hamburgers.
Good answer.
We had a couple of those.
Yeah, we did have a number of those.
Nobody guessed number two.
What is that?
French fries.
Oh.
How'd you guys miss French
fries? That's on us.
We had a couple sushis before French fries.
We did.
Sushis. Darn good. Okay, number one, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Look, we love our starches here in America.
And butter.
And that's true.
And salt.
That's right. Maybe we probably should have guessed freedom fries as number one. Coming up next, we're getting into some daddy diaries.
Yes, Austin and his wife are having a baby, a baby girl.
That's right. And we've kind of been chronicling the journey every Monday on this very radio program, talking about the different steps and things that we're going through at the time. And so if you've ever been pregnant or if you're pregnant right now, you're probably, you can relate to a lot of what we are doing.
If you're planning on it, if you've had babies, you're going to remember.
That's right. And today we wanted to talk about... So Melissa and I, my wife Meredith and I have a...
I'm the other wife, the work wife.
Yeah, you're the work wife. So that's why I get you guys mixed up all the time.
The other one that drives you crazy.
Yeah, right. So we have a first name for our beautiful baby girl that's coming in December, but we need a middle name.
You know what I love about this? Is that you're considering letting other people decide?
I'm considering it. Look, we need a name, and so we're figuring out
that's cool.
I'm sure there are good names out there, and the whole thing kind of stemmed from our friends that we met at the back to school night at Rosemont the other night. The Rizzo sisters. They had four sisters. Well, they actually technically had five sisters.
But four were there.
They were only allowed to bring four. So
one
Gina
got left out.
Gina got left at home. Gina. So sorry, Gina, out there. But I joked with them. I'll make that the middle name of my baby, Gina, in honor of her.
In honor of her, because she couldn't come.
But yeah. So now we want to know what's a good middle name for my daughter?
Well, the Rizzo sisters were like, You should Gina could be a middle name, but you should use us as the idea.
Yeah, right.
If you're going to do this.
Right.
And we're like, okay,
and then they're
enough.
Like, what about just Rizzo? Rizzo as the middle name, right? I mean, it's not a terrible name, especially here in Chicago.
Totally.
312-946-4995. Give us a call. Let me know what a middle name would be best to go with.
And remember, Austin's last name is Huff.
That's right. Yeah, it's got
to
work with Huff.
It has to sound good
with Huff. Yeah, it's got to sound good with Huff. It's got to flow nicely into Huff. 312-946-4995.
US 99, it's Melissa and Austin. And we're talking about baby names because, yes, Austin and his wife are pregnant and they're going to have
sorry. I was napping.
Oh, wake up. Wake up.
Baby's cry. I got to get used to that.
You better get your sleep in now.
Right?
They're going to have a baby in December and they already know they're going to have a little girl. And so I asked Austin and we met some people out at King's Dining and Entertainment in Rosemont on Monday, and we started talking about the baby he's going to have and how he needed a middle name. And then the Rizzo sisters that were there were like, well, maybe you should name your baby's middle name Gina after their sister that couldn't
make
it.
That's right.
She wasn't there. So we're like, well, how about it? Can maybe some people call in and suggest middle names that you may consider?
You know, you crowdsource your baby's name. I think that's a great way to do it.
Well, they may come up with names that you would have never thought of.
That's right.
So we may even do this again just to get more out there later.
Well, it depends. Yeah, if we never find a name, we may have to do it again.
For sure. So we're taking suggestions. Why not? Something that goes well with a last name, Huff.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. Julia in Itasca, what do you think my baby's middle name should be?
Julia.
So just your name.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, it's an old school name, and it's short and sweet.
Yeah. And
it goes with Huff.
Yeah. It does go with Huff. Julia Huff. Right. Yeah.
It sounds really pretty, actually.
It does sound pretty. And Julia, I feel like, is a great, like, it can be, like, it's great. It's a great first name, obviously, but it could be a great middle name as well, you know?
You know what else it reminds me of? Julianne Huff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. All right, Julia, I'm writing this one down, okay?
And John Lennon's mom's name was Julia.
Oh, well, now I have to go with it. All right, now it's settled. All right. Well, thanks so much, Julia.
Thanks, Julia.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.
April in Crown Point, what should my baby's middle name be?
I've always loved the name Mackenzie, and all of my daughters, I have four girls, and all of their names start with an M, but my husband would not let me use Mackenzie.
Oh, no! That is a very pretty name.
Aww.
Yes, so we ended up with a McKenna, but not a Mackenzie.
Okay, really? Well, you're close. Yeah, that's a good compromise, I guess.
close enough.
What are your four girls' names?
We have Aspen, Avery, Elliot, and Alexandria.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look, I love that. What was the first two?
Aspen and Avery, they're twins.
Aspen, that's cool.
Yes. Well, April, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Michelle and New Lenox, what should my baby's middle name be?
You need to tell us the first name.
Oh, I know.
No,
I knew
can't.
I was going to get
it. It just has to go with the last name.
I knew someone was going to. And I want to give it. I want to give it so bad, but it's one of those things where it's like you give the baby's name and then everyone's like, oh, that's a weird name, and then you feel awkward, and so let's just say it's.
So you have a weird first name. Then just make it Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Okay.
Oh, so don't make it overly
that's
complicated.
My middle name.
Okay. All right. So Michelle Lynn. Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. No,
thanks,
that's a
Michelle.
Great. That's a great suggestion. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Darlene, what should the name of my, what should the middle name of my baby be?
Renee.
And why
do
you pick Renee?
Gina Renee. It just goes really good together.
Gina Renee Huff.
Oh, you even got the first name.
Oh, yeah, because I did, based off of the Rizzo sister, Gina.
Oh, right.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Darlene. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
We love you. Thanks, Darlene. Kelly in Chicago, what should the middle name of my baby be?
Elizabeth.
Ooh, Elizabeth.
That's so pretty.
Well, I agree.
Like that name.
It is a very pretty name. Don't get me wrong. It's also the name of my mother-in-law.
Then it's not gonna work.
It's time now for Drew's random country news.
Do I smell today?
I mean, a little bit.
Like, Melissa left the studio and it's not bad. Like, did I forget to put on deodorant?
No.
You guys get deep in combo.
So I got something I gotta do. We were talking about
streaming services.
We were talking about streaming services because that's completely awkward and random for a Monday, right?
I know, right?
It is.
Okay. I hate to keep coming back to this, you two, but there's one date that I feel like is going to be tattooed on our forehead for the next next, I don't know, month and a half. What day is that?
October 22nd.
Did you Are know? You sure it's not the 21st, your
no.
birthday?
Yeah. No, I thought that was Ryan Hurd's concert date. Is that Austin's birthday that day?
Well, it's actually Ryan Hurd chose that date because he wanted to have his concert on my birthday party.
Melissa, right, I think that we should have a contest and that October 21st, y'all come in at, you know, 4:45, whatever you do, don't mention his birthday at all.
All right.
Just act like I am so excited about Ryan Hurd today.
Like, after all these reminders, we just happen to have forgotten about his birthday.
Or you bring in donuts for Court. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Not
right,
for
right.
Austin.
Yeah, Court, just because donuts.
Yes. Okay. Country random for Monday, October 22nd. Another country star is giving us a new Christmas album.
This is like the third or fourth Christmas album coming on October 22nd.
Yes, on October 22nd. And he's kind of stealing the thunder of his brother from another mother. So Christmas, Mr. Christmas has always been Brett Eldridge.
Sure.
Remember how Brett Young had a new album and a new baby and a new baby's book and everything? Yeah, he has the new Christmas album October 22nd.
So he's got a new baby, the new the children's book, which I think comes out in November.
Yeah.
And now the Christmas album.
And he's one-upping everybody else. He's like, it's not just going to be me singing the Christmas music. He's getting his pals Colby Calais, Maddie and Tay, Darius Rucker to be helping out. Love Colby. Mm. Love her. So that's happening on October 22nd. Again, we're just going to get that date tattooed in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other fun thing, other random about TV and music and Christmas and everything, is that Trisha Yearwood's on Kelly Clarkson today because she has a new cookbook. She, again, was at home in the pandemic and thought, hey, I'm going to cook and work on a recipe every day. And I love the title because it's easy comfort food for friends and family. Really, isn't that our life mantra?
That is. Really
so,
is.
Trisha Yearwood.
So Trisha Yearwood. Yes,
I was going to say, that is so classic,
right?
Trisha.
Really
like,
is.
Trisha, just make me some garlic mashed potatoes, all right?
Yeah, the number one food in America.
I was just, you know it, you're on it. You and I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, Melissa taught us that today.
Awesome.
The number one food in America is mashed potatoes.
Okay, well, then... We got to bring it in tomorrow then.
We do. Yes.
Okay,
and
you
not garlic mashed potatoes from a box, right? It has to be homemade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Trisha potatoes. On Kelly Clarkson today. The cookbook comes out tomorrow. That's your random.
Very nice. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.